The DNR, Wisconsin Wetlands Association, and Wisconsin Realtors Association have developed a toolkit for landowners or potential landowners. The coalition says it should help people recognize whether a property includes a wetland. DNR Wetlands team leader Cherie Hagen says it's important to know.
Because all wetlands in Wisconsin are protected and permits are required before you can build on them or otherwise disturb them.
Hagen says there are more than a dozen different types of wetlands in Wisconsin. The Wetlands Toolkit includes DNR website maps of wetlands and potential wetlands. It also includes a checklist of plants, soils, watermarks, and other evidence to look for on a property. Part 3 recommends consulting a professional naturalist and working with state or federal officials on a possible wetlands permit. Hagen acknowledges that Wisconsin has lost a lot of wetlands over the years, but she hopes the new package of advice will help slow the loss.
It seems that there's an increase in wetland violations that are occurring, and that may be just because people don't always know what wetlands look like, and they buy a property or they start building on a property without the permits, because it didn't look like a typical cattail marsh that most people think of. So this toolkit is designed to help decrease violations and increase the knowledge of our public.
Realtors, conservation groups, and the state have also developed a legal document that would allow land buyers and sellers to negotiate a remedy if wetlands are found. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.